Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host Daniel. So in today's episode, I will be speaking about growing pain. So yeah, welcome. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Daniel. I'm in my first year of nursing. I live in Australia and I'm 19 years old. So welcome or welcome back. I want to start all of my episode by stating why I want to make this episode in specifically. I think I realized that, you know, growing up right now, I'm in a stage of my life where I am going through so many changes. I'm starting to become an adult. I'm turning 20 soon. And it's scary for me. I think now more than ever, it's a little bit scary because sometimes I think a lot about the future, and then what I think about is that I tend to catastrophize a little bit about my future. Not only the social aspect, but it's also the financial aspect of it all as well. You know, you gain more independence, so you have to take care of your financial aspect, and then that's why I realized that it's not always glitter and stuff like that. I think, like, for me personally in this episode, I will be sharing a lot about my journey of growing up and the pain, you know, the pain that comes with it. And also for me, a person that has mental illness, how it makes it more harder for me to go through this stage of growing up, you know. And I'll further speaking about my faith in God and how it helps me through this time. And also, I understand, like, I've been through depression, I've been through anxiety. So if you are listening right now and you're going through that tough stages of life, I'm sorry, first of all. I don't really know exactly how you feel. Like, you know, I understand that you're in pain if you are one, and I'm sorry that you are in that situation. But yeah, you know, I don't want to take the pain that you're experiencing, the validity, like, it's valid, you know, you're feeling pain and it's challenging. But I truly believe, like, in my own experience, that this time will go pass, and you'll find some, you know, you can learn from these experiences, and you can learn to be appreciative more about you can, for me personally, like, during my tough time, you know, I can learn to be appreciative more of the good time in life. And then I'll, by the end of the episode, if you stick till the end, I'll tell you more about how I cope with this pain and trauma that is still in me, you know, from the past, and that can hinder my process of growing up. As always, I always encourage and advocate for self-kindness and self-love, because, you know, because for me personally, like, in the past, I've been very not so kind to myself, so, and I can see the impact of that towards myself. So I just want to encourage you guys to try to be kind to yourself. So the first thing I want to discuss or open is the idea of rejection, right? We've all been rejected, I think. Not all, but most of us have. For me, you know, in terms of making friendships, and even in terms of my parents, like, they have rejected me, they have rejected certain part of me. And in terms of making friends, sometimes felt like I'm being rejected. When I try to join a crowd, they push me away and they don't want to communicate with me. They build a wall around me for whatever reason. And then lately, when I start dating, you know, there are people who rejected me as well. What I'm trying to say here is that, like, I guess I'm curious more about, like, how you guys experience rejection For me, I really have a really tough growing up because, you know, I'm not sure how to deal with the rejection, like, you know, the wall that people build and everything like that. And I remember, you know, I remember I'll be so frustrated because it's something that I can't change. You know, I can't change how people react to me. And yeah, you know, I've dealt with it so many times that I just, that it's like, sadly, it's like becoming second nature to me. You know, rejected from a job, rejected from a friendship, rejected from a romantic pursuit. Like, it becomes like second nature, you know, and it sucks because, you know, no one wants to be rejected. But I realized, like, on the flip side of it, you know, although it feels not, it doesn't feel good, but I realized, like, it makes me stronger as a person. I think, you know, being rejected by people, it helps me to spend more time with myself and to introspect more of the way that I experience the world. And, you know, I don't hold grudges against people because it's really up to them to decide whether they want to spend time with you or not. But I don't see this topic being brought up by society at large. And I, like, you know, I'm very lucky because I don't feel the need. I don't feel the need to have many friends. You know, I love my own time. I'm an introvert at heart, and I don't take things too often. I don't become angry too easily. I think, you know, some people who are rejected, it can hurt their ego a lot. And to be honest with you, like, you know, although I don't be aggressive towards other people who rejected me, but sometimes it can lower my self-esteem. And I realized that, like, you know, although we can't change the way if people reject us or not, but we can always try to be more compassionate towards ourselves, and we can change the way that we think. And yeah, there are so many, as I look back on my life, I realize there are just so many times where I just feel so bad, and I just don't feel like, I've just felt like I'm in the verge of crying, you know, because of rejection and stuff like that. But I realized, like, now I realize that despite the hardship that I might go through, I can learn from these experiences. And trust me, like, most of us have felt rejected in one way or another, so you're not alone. And yeah, moving on, I want to speak a lot about my struggle with my mental health. You know, I have been diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and avoidance personality disorder, and obsessive compulsive personality disorder. Let me search up quickly because I was just thinking, like, what is avoidant personality disorder? I don't think it's avoidant personality. Is it avoidant or anxious? Oh, no, I think it's avoidant. Because I heard my clinical psychologist speak about this, but I'm not too sure. Oh, yes, avoidant personality disorder. Anyway, yes, I've been diagnosed with that disorder. But I've been diagnosed with that disorder last year, I think, if I remember correctly. But that was a weird experience to be put upon, like, those clinical term or diagnosed. And last year, previously as well, like when I go to therapy, I didn't really have an end goal to mind. And right now, I'm actually working with this counselor of mine that I've been working for around 6 months, and we click so much. You know, I think, you know, he helps me a lot through my tough times or down times where I feel so stressed. But I realized, like, mental illness or mental health, like, some people are more vulnerable to get or predisposition to get that, and it doesn't discriminate, which means, like, it doesn't discriminate how rich you are, or how attractive you are, or what race you are. Like, people experience mental illnesses. So for me personally, growing up, you know, it really deters my ability to, I think for me personally, it deters a lot of my ability to feel happiness. You know, I felt so sad, down and depressed. You know, it's not that I, you know, it does deter my ability to socialize, right? But for me, that's not really the biggest issue, because I don't really put a lot of emphasis, or I don't care too much about it. But if I'm being honest, it's about, like, experience the day and you're feeling so anxious and you're fearful of everything. And then also you're so depressed because you can't really see a better future, or you're not really liking where you are in life right now. I think that's one of the biggest issues that I face with when it comes to struggling with mental illnesses and having depression and having anxiety. You know, it, like, speaking about it, like, evokes so much sadness, because, like, I remember those days when I was in high school where I just don't feel so good about myself, or I don't feel so good about where I am right now, and I feel powerless, and it's not a good feeling to have. So yeah, I think, like, if you're listening through this, like, I'll give you guys so much compassion. But, you know, I'm a Christian, and I've been an on and off Christian. My faith has been on and off as well. It's been up and down. Sometimes I have faith in God, sometimes I don't, and I know it's not a good thing to do, but I realize, like, that's just that, like, that's how, that's what it is, you know, it is what it is. Like, that's how I reacted. Right now I have a strong faith with God. I started praying, I started reading the Bible, I started to connect with God more and more. I started to put God in the center, to bring God in my life more. But some, like, even like last week, I didn't really think a lot about my relationship with God, because I was so preoccupied with my problems, and I was so stressed out that I just distanced myself with God instead of running to Him. But for me as well, like, experiencing mental illness, sometimes, like, God is out of the equation, because sometimes I think that, like, how can I solve the problems? Like, you just want to solve the problem sometimes. And that's one of the things, because you sometimes, like, the solution to the problem is just to give yourself some time and self-compassion and wait, because, like, time can, you know, fix us something, not everything, but something. So right now I try to work on having faith in God and having faith that He takes care of everything. And yeah, although it's not a perfect journey, but I realized, like, it's good, better than nothing, to be honest. But also, I want to speak about bullying. I think, I'm not sure if I have made an episode about that, but if I haven't, I will make an episode more detailed about my experiences of bullying. But I experienced bullying in high school, and I've experienced, you know, comments made of me, like how weird I am and stuff like that. And even in primary school, I got that comment as well, which is not nice. But, you know, it's trauma. And then I also had so much, like, family problems when I was in high school. Literally, I was like, I felt like I was in a war zone every day with my brother, because I felt like I'm fighting a battle against my brother every day. And then my parents suppresses a lot of, reject some part of me and suppresses me a little bit. So I guess, and also in when I'm in school, I didn't really have surrounded myself with good people, like the people I surround myself with don't care about me and stuff like that. So, you know, all of those negative events that happened in high school, it's just too much for me to handle. And no one knows the pain and the trauma that I went through apart from me. You know, I felt every single day of it. And it sucks, you know. I don't wish it to my worst enemy. But sometimes now that I'm an adult, sometimes I forget that was my past. You know, even though I tried to move on from it, sometimes like that past still lingers in me because I haven't like fully dealt with it yet. And the thing is, sometimes like we get into this. Negative belief or negative thought pattern about ourselves because of our past. You know, I think like I realized like when someone tells you you're not good enough or you're ugly or you're not smart enough, every time like when someone tells you that, you are starting to engulf that, and that start to become your self-talk. And that's how it was with me for a long time. You know, for a very, very long time, that was my self-talk. Like, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not worthy of love, and stuff like that. You know, because I heard it so many times by the people around me, you know. So, that's why, since I started this journey of self-love, I have to fix those thoughts. One of the apps that I try to recommend people to use is, that I've been using for this past month or so, is Gigitude app. So it's Gigitude. So if you search it up in App Store or Google Chrome or something like that, if you use Android, search it up and then download it, and then you can look. It's basically like an affirmation, you know, about self-criticism and stuff like you. I think I've mentioned it in another podcast, but it's just like scrolling. There's affirmation and there's helpful affirmation, you scroll down, and unhelpful affirmation, unhelpful saying, you just scroll up to discard it. But it's just like that helped me a lot with changing the way that I think, because I used to think like if you criticize yourself you can reach success, which I learned from the app and from experience that it's not true. You know, if you believe in yourself and you feel more confident, you go for it. I think positive self-talk is always important. You know, it's so challenging, I get it, because it's challenging to change a pattern. But don't beat yourself up if you fall into it. Give yourself compassion and start moving forward. Another app that I've been using for the past 2 days to 3 days is called Mindset app. It's basically hypnosis. It helps a lot with my depression and anxiety because I felt more powerful and felt more in control. I've been using it only for 2 until 3 days, so I'll keep you guys updated to it and how I'm finding it. I've also used meditation apps such as Headspace because I just love meditating. It helps me to calm me down. But I still face some issues. Like, I still face insecurities and stuff like that. I've used the Bible obviously to connect myself more with God. But I realized like at the end of the day, like, we're all going to die, and I was just thinking sometimes to myself that a lot about like growing, like in terms of growing, is that like we put so much emphasis on the future, you know. Like, for me at least, I'm so afraid of, like, you know, I feel like I have to get this done. You know, I feel I put so much pressure into myself, but the reality is, you know, you don't have to put pressure on yourself because everything will turn out to be okay. You know, putting pressure on yourself increases stress, and stress, you know, when you're doing something, it's just unpleasant and you're not going to love what you're doing. You know, you only have one life. So for me, I realized that whatever it is, I try to be so kind to myself because that increases the chance that you will succeed. You know, if you could be kind to yourself and be nice and appreciate yourself for all of the hard work. And one of the things that I re-learn about the thing from the hypnosis session that I had using the Mindset app is that sometimes like we focus a lot on sometimes we get to focus on small details in ourselves. For example, you know, you might not smile when you might not say thank you to the bus driver, and you think like, oh, I'm a horrible person. Or you might not get an answer right in class, and you say you're a stupid person. But basically what the hypnosis was saying, that like, you have to discern, you have to think that you might make one mistake, but it doesn't, you know, you have to see the whole picture. You know, sometimes you have to see the whole picture, sometimes you have to see the minute picture, like the small details, but you just have to discern that, and you have to either see the mind, you have to choose which one is the best suited for you. Like, and that helps me a lot, because sometimes like one moment I don't like the way that I look, but you know, I'm in this progress of loving who I am, including my physical appearance. But you know, 9 out of 10 I try to practice positive self-talk and disregard negative self-talk. But in that one time, sometimes I fall down into that trap of negativity and negative self-talk. You know, instead of saying it to myself like, I'm negative in that one time, I can look back and step back, you know, and think like, oh, the bigger picture is I've done 9 out of 10. So this one is just a mishaps and I can learn from it. But I'm not going to label myself as a bad person. And I don't think you should label yourself as bad either. You know, you're beautiful and you're wonderful, and we're all wonderfully made and fearfully and wonderfully made. We all have a purpose here. So I think respecting ourselves, respecting our dignity, like having dignity, is very important to our well-being. You know, growing up, finding this identity, you know, and forming relationships, you want to find the right identity and positive self-esteem, you know, full self-image, and then you can insert and put yourself in a positive relationship, you know, with people who love and help you to grow. Anyway, I'm so thankful that you guys are listening until the end of this episode. I'm just so, so grateful. And thank you so much. You know, I could not do it without your support. And we're all in this together. And if you're experiencing a challenging time, seek out for help. And, you know, it's always important for that. And also, yeah, like, I'm turning 20 soon. I'm turning 20 in how many days? I don't know. But I'm turning 20 soon. And, you know, I'm not a teenager anymore. I'm, because 19 is 20. But I'm excited. I think I'm excited. I'm actually going to just celebrate it with my family, which I'm happy for. It's nothing that I'm going to complain, because I'm not the type of person that will throw myself a big party. But I love celebrating it. I love eating, having dinner. And, you know, I'll keep you guys an update on it. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye.